Hello, my name's Jack.
My name's Rich.
And I'm Rowan.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
In the Premier Skills English podcast, we talk about football and help you with your English.
Don't forget, you can find the transcript for all our podcasts on the Premier Skills English website.
This week's podcast focuses on football English and, more specifically, words and phrases we use to talk about a match that's just finished.
Sometimes our team wins, sometimes our team draws, and sometimes they lose. Sometimes our team deserve to win, and at other times our team are lucky or unlucky.
We react very differently depending on what happened in the game, and we use very different language. This lesson is all about what fans say after a match.
In our role play this week, Rowan and Rich have been watching their team on TV and the match has just finished. They have very different opinions about what they just saw.
After you listen to the role play, we'll look at some words and phrases we often use after a match to talk about a team's performance.
And your task this week is to use some of the language we introduce in this podcast to talk about a match you've watched on the TV.
If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast platform, you should also check out our website.
On the Premier Skills English website, you'll find the transcript, examples, and activities to help you understand the language, and a task for you to complete.
Before we start this week's role play, we need to look back at last week's football phrase.
Okay, our football phrase. If you've not listened to the podcast before, every week we set our listeners a challenge. We explain a football phrase or word and you have to guess what it is.
When you know the answer, go to the Premier Skills English website and write the word or phrase in the comments section for this podcast. If you're correct, we'll announce your name on next week's podcast.
The new football phrase is at the end of this podcast, but now we're going to talk about last week's phrase.
We're going to give you one more chance to guess the right answer. Are you ready?
The phrase was, it's used to describe a person or a group of people with less power or money than other people. And in football, is used to describe a team that has less chance of winning. If Liverpool play at home against Accrington Stanley, Liverpool are the favourites. And Accrington Stanley are massive.
We had lots of correct answers last week, but nobody was quicker with the answer than Daniel Barron from Colombia. Well done again, Daniel. We know you work on it with your brother, but how do you get the answer so quickly?
A big well done to the following listeners who also got the right answer. Marco Zapian from Mexico, Mo Beckham from Turkey, W. Santa from Argentina, Max Alex from Vietnam, Hayato from Japan, Jacek from Poland, El Ghul from Algeria, Lubomir and Saboneleg from Ukraine, Simone Cavasse from Italy, Navid from Iran, and Ahmed Adam Mamado from Sudan.
If you remember, last week's podcast was about preferences and choices, and we asked you to make some choices.
Ah, yes. We went to the cinema in the role play. We went to watch James Bond in the end, but we asked you which type of film you'd prefer to see.
Most people seem to prefer comedies, but some of you, such as Abdoon75 from Sudan, would rather watch an action film.
Your next choice was whether you'd prefer to watch your country or club on television. I'd say about half of you chose your club and half your country. Vic from Mexico said he'd always prefer to watch his club because his country's exit at the quarterfinal stage of competitions is very predictable.
And finally, we asked you if you'd prefer to read minds or be invisible, if either was possible. My favourite answer was that being invisible is of no use in a visible world. Thanks to Alex from Ukraine for that answer.
If you haven't heard this podcast, it's called Understanding Grammar, Choices and Preferences. And you can find it on the Premier Skills English website or on Apple Podcasts.
As we said earlier, in this week's roleplay, Rowan and Rich have just finished watching their team on TV.
We have very different opinions about how our team performed.
While you're listening, we want you to answer some questions. The first question is, did our team win?
The second question is, does Rich think their team played well?
And the third question is, does Rowan think our team played well? What a game!
I'm exhausted, and I only watched it on TV.
I think we got away with it, to be honest.
No way! We were much the better team.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe it when they missed their second penalty.
Okay, I suppose we were hanging on a bit at the end. But the referee had a stinker. Neither of them should have been penalties.
Hanging on? That's an understatement. They were camped in our half for the whole second half.
Some great last-ditch defending, though. It was all hands on deck at some points.
The keeper has to be my man of the match. He pulled off 3 or 4 unbelievable stops.
Our goal, though, an absolute stunner.
Yeah, it was absolutely stunning. But we won't score goals like that every week.
You really are a glass-half-empty kind of guy, aren't you? Who do you think we'll get next? I'd like United in the next round.
We'd have to play better than today, but yeah, I reckon we could beat United. Bring it on, that's what I say.
That's more like it.
Before the roleplay, we asked you 3 questions. The first question was, did their team win?
Yes, our team won.
Did Rich think their team played well?
Not really. I thought we were a bit lucky, a bit fortunate to win.
What about Rowan? Did she think their team played well?
Yes, I was much happier with the performance. I said we were much the better team.
In the conversation, we were talking after our team had played. The situation was that we had won the game. Let's look at a few of the words and phrases we used.
Rich thought that they'd been lucky to win the match. He said, "I think we got away with it." This is used to say that his team were lucky and they might not have deserved to win.
But I thought we deserved to win, so I said, "We were much the better team."
These are a couple of useful bits of language we can use away from football. To get away with something and to deserve something.
To get away with something is connected to doing something wrong or badly and escaping or not being punished for it.
The clearest example is probably when we speak about crime. Listen to this.
"I can't believe the murderer got away with it. This film is so unrealistic."
Rowan said our team deserved to win. We deserve something when we've done well or worked hard for a result. You deserve a good holiday if you work hard all year, for example.
Let's look at some other phrases from the role play.
I said that the team were hanging on at the end. This is an expression to say your team was under a lot of pressure at the end of the match.
After a match, it's also common to talk about players, referees and managers and whether they had good games or not.
Rowan said that the referee had a stinker, which means a very bad performance.
And Rich said the goalkeeper was man of the match, which means he was the best player on the pitch. You can also say that it was a man of the match performance.
I said that the goalkeeper pulled off 3 or 4 unbelievable stops. This is a really difficult sentence to understand.
To pull something off means to make or achieve something that was difficult or surprising.
Goalkeepers stop the ball. They make saves, but we can also describe them as stops. So we have the sentence, the goalkeeper pulled off 3 or 4 unbelievable stops.
Another couple of idioms that we used in the conversation were connected to defending. They were last-ditch defending, which is similar to last moment, and all hands on deck, which means everybody needs to help urgently in a situation.
The last idiom was first used on ships and boats. The deck is the floor of a boat outside. The captain would shout all hands on deck when there was a storm, and everyone would have to help get the ship through the storm.
Did you hear me say that the other team was camped in one half of the pitch during the role play?
Nobody was actually camping on the football pitch. When you say a team is camped in a half, it means they've possession of the ball in one area of the pitch for a long period of time.
We'll look at these phrases and a few more in the lesson, which you can find on the Premier Skills English website.
Before we finish our language focus, I want to look at one more bit of language we used in the role play. It's the bit when Rowan described our goal as an absolute stunner, and I then described the goal as absolutely stunning.
A stunner is a fantastic goal, a goal that surprises many because it was so good. Stunner is a noun. We can use adjectives to describe or enhance nouns. So Rowan said it was an absolute stunner. Absolute is an adjective.
Rich then said the goal was absolutely stunning. Here, stunning is an adjective. And again, we're describing a goal that was surprising or shocking, but in a positive way.
We can use adverbs to describe or enhance adjectives. So Rich said that the goal was absolutely stunning. Absolutely is an adverb.
So we can say the goal was an absolute stunner, or the goal was absolutely stunning.
Do you see the difference? We're now going to play the role play again. Have a listen and check your understanding of the language we've been looking at.
What a game!
I'm exhausted, and I only watched it on TV.
I think we got away with it, to be honest.
No way! We were much the better team.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe it when they missed their second penalty.
Okay, I suppose we were hanging on a bit at the end. But the referee had a stinker. Neither of them should have been penalties.
Hanging on? That's an understatement. They were camped in our half for the whole second half.
Some great last-ditch defending, though. It was all hands on deck at some points.
The keeper has to be my man of the match. He pulled off 3 or 4 unbelievable stops.
Our goal, though, an absolute stunner.
Yeah, it was absolutely stunning. But we won't score goals like that every week.
You really are a glass-half-empty kind of guy, aren't you? Who do you think we'll get next? I'd like United in the next round.
We'd have to play better than today, but yeah, I reckon we could beat United. Bring it on, that's what I say.
That's more like it.
This week's task is to use some of the language we introduced in this podcast to talk about a match you've watched on TV.
The match could be a recent match from the Premier League, an important match your country played in the past, or even a match that you've played in.
We want you to tell us about your team's performance. Were you lucky to win, or did you deserve to win?
Try to describe the performances of the players, the referee, and the opposition.
Look again at the phrases we introduced in this podcast and see how many of them you can use to talk about a match.
Write all your answers in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website.
Have you got a football phrase for us, Rich?
I have, and it's quite a difficult one. This week's football phrase is to In general, it's an idiom which means to control events or other people. In football, it's used to describe an influential player on the pitch, usually a midfielder. We can say Kevin De Bruyne for Manchester City.
Here's a clue. Think of a traditional puppet, like Pinocchio, and how it's controlled by someone.
Good luck with the phrase. If you're still wondering what the answer was to last week's football phrase, it was underdog.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. If you get it right, we'll announce your name on next week's show.
If you have a question for us about football or English, you can email us at premierskills@britishcouncil.org.
Or you can leave your questions and comments on the website in the comments section or on our Facebook page.
Or you could give us a rating and a fantastic review on Apple Podcasts.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.